people always thought it was kind of odd that I was really into eating seafood and loved seafood, but also was teaching about and learning about how to protect kind of the marine ecosystems.
Hello, and welcome back to The Food Fix, the show where I talk to lots of different folks about innovative ways to better feed the world. I am your captain, Anna Leonis, and today we are boarding the SS Sustainable Fisheries. We'll be sailing the Atlantic and docking in New England, specifically Rhode Island, where I talked with Kate Masery, Executive Director of Eating with the Ecosystem, a nonprofit encouraging New Englanders to think locally when they're eating from the ocean.
I'm Kate Masery, and I work for Eating with the Ecosystem.
What is Eating with the Ecosystem?
So Eating with the Ecosystem is a small nonprofit. We're based in Rhode Island, but we do work actually all around New England to promote what we call a place-based approach to sustaining New England's wild seafood. In terms of our actual work, we do a combination of education, outreach, research, marketing, supply chain facilitation, kind of a little bit of everything.
This is a collaborative effort utilizing chefs, commercial fishermen, marine scientists, restaurants, and fish eaters all in the area. And for Eating with the Ecosystem to work, these people all need a seat at the table, picking at the bones of this fish, figuring out the problem.
So how did you get involved in all of this? Where did your interest come from?
So I've always loved seafood from the time I was a little kid. I grew up in southern Maine and spent a lot of time in the mid-coast region of Maine in the summers. And that's a big like lobstering community. And so like always knew kind of fishermen that were in our town and stuff growing up. And then I, in undergrad and then actually in graduate school as well, focused on the marine conservation side of things. And then graduate school, I went back to school for marine conservation and biodiversity. But like, I was always in the kind of that marine conservation world where people always thought it was kind of odd that I was really into eating seafood and loved seafood, but also was teaching about and learning about how to protect kind of the marine ecosystems. And for me, like those two things really go hand in hand. I love eating seafood, but like I also want our ecosystems to be healthy and the marine world to thrive. And I want our fishing communities to do well. Like, I don't feel like those are separate things. The fishermen that I know are very conservation minded and they want to have healthy marine ecosystems just as much, if not more, than the rest of us. I felt like there is a way for us to eat seafood and enjoy that, but also take care of marine ecosystems and also support fishing communities. And so after grad school, I was looking for jobs kind of within that field, and I ended up getting connected with Eating with the Ecosystem. So I've been with Eating with the Ecosystem for a little over 6 years, which is crazy now.
I know what you're all thinking. What exactly does Eating with the Ecosystem do?
So we do kind of a wide variety of different things. So we currently have online cooking classes that are called our Cook a Fish, Give a Fish classes going. Our next one is April 4th. We bring on a chef and they teach you how to prepare some local seafood and you cook along with the chef. And then all the money actually from the ticket sales goes towards providing local seafood for people that are experiencing food insecurity.
Along with their cooking classes, Eating with the Ecosystem partners with other groups to host fishy dinners at local New England restaurants, hold educational speaking events, and these cool food boat events where they roll out this big mobile kitchen built on the back of a 19-foot fishing boat, where a chef educates and creates culinary innovations live for audiences.
We're part of a seafood donation program in Rhode Island. We've been part of that program since 2020, getting that up and running. It's like we have some groups that get seafood every week and then some groups that get seafood maybe only once a month. And it just depends on the organization kind of in their need. So yeah, it kind of varies, but we've handed out over 250,000 pounds of seafood, which is pretty cool and represents quite a few meals.
What is the general need for Eating with the Ecosystem right now? Like why do you exist?
So basically, like, we want to, I think there's a lot of talks about like sustainability in seafood and there's different approaches that are out there, but most of those approaches are single species focused. So you might see like an eco label, for example, that like says, you know, this fish is sustainable, or there's like color code systems that's like green light, like choose this fish, red light, don't eat this fish kind of thing. But those are looking at things on a global scale and on like a species like level. And that's just a different approach than we take. We think it's important to look at things on what we call a place-based level or an ecosystem level that takes into consideration a lot of different things, including like the human interactions, the climate interactions, the species-to-species interactions. We think like looking at species basically in isolation from each other or from their environment, this doesn't make sense. Because even if like that one fish is super abundant and harvested in a very environmentally friendly way, like, yeah, like eat that fish, that's great. But like if we, all we do is eat that one fish, that's not necessarily a sustainable lifestyle. And that's going to change, right? Like that one fish is going to be impacted if all we're doing is eating that one fish. And then that's going to have kind of cascading effects on our marine food webs, because that means that, you know, the fish that depend on that fish for food or the fish that are consumed by that fish are then going to be impacted and so on. And for fishing communities, that doesn't make sense either, right? That they can only harvest like a few very specific things that consumers kind of want to eat. So we think it's just better for everyone if we look at things on kind of like a place-based level and we're like, okay, well, what's in the ecosystem, right? And what is the ecological production basically of our ecosystems, and then eat in balance with that. So for example, scup is a species that we have here in New England that's really abundant. It's really delicious, but a lot of times you don't see it as frequently in fish markets or on menus. And so like, that's a species that we should be eating more of. It should be a bigger part of our diet, but we shouldn't just be eating scup. We should be eating the full diversity of species that exist in our local ecosystems, but kind of in proportion to their natural abundances. So we should be eating skate, and we should be eating Jonah crab, and we should be eating dogfish and whiting and butterfish and like these kind of quahogs, this full suite of species that we have here, and really kind of enjoying all of them. Because that's better for the ecosystem overall, but it's also better for our fishing communities. And ideally, if consumers are eating them, then that means there's markets for those. And so you have kind of much more resilient communities, fishing communities, resilient food systems. You're hopefully feeding the local people with the local seafood that came out of those ecosystems. And so they then have a greater incentive to care about that ecosystem at the same time and want to take care of it.
Is it a lot of education on your side of being like, this is a fish that's really good, you guys should try
it? Yeah, we do. I do a lot of convincing people to try different species. And, you know, we do that through a number of different ways. We've been, cooking classes are one of them. We do cooking demonstrations. We've handed out free samples and that kind of thing. And then also just providing people with information and resources. So people, you know, want to know, what is it going to taste like? What's the texture like? How do you cook it? That kind of thing. So we have a bunch of that information kind of on our website. We've got recipes and just species information and stuff like that, that hopefully help make people more comfortable cooking with some of the species that they might not be super familiar with.
How do you work with the scientists on that end of like, what is good to eat and what should we be paying more attention to depending on what's abundant?
Depending on what research projects we're working on, we'll partner with different scientists or economists or social science. It just depends on kind of the project, but we'll partner with different kind of academics. So we did a project a few years ago with the University of Rhode Island, and we worked with Jeremy Colley, who's a fisheries scientist there, and his graduate student, Joe Zatali. And they calculated the ecological production of our Northeast marine ecosystem. So they looked at like, what is actually in the ecosystem and what's being produced? We actually had an economist on that project also here at UTHEDA. And so they looked at like, you know, ecological production, and they compared that with fisheries landing. So they looked like, the goal was to understand are things matching up in terms of like ecological production and fisheries landings, and then the marketplace. And so we collected the marketplace side of the data using citizen scientists. So we have 86 citizen scientists from all around New England who visited fish markets for us and collected data on the availability of New England species in the marketplace. And there was this huge mismatch kind of between what fish are in our local waters and what fish are sold in our local markets. And so that then, you know, helps us show kind of that we need to actually have more access and availability, and we should be like better matching kind of what's the marketplace with the ecosystem.
Okay, this actually is a very cool study, and I read a little bit more about it on their website, so I can just break it down for you. Like Katie said, they had 86 self-proclaimed seafood lovers visiting these markets on a weekly basis to identify different species. They did this for over 6 months. Each person was assigned 4 different fish a week, a nice little scavenger hunt for them, and once they found their fish, they brought it home for dinner, cooked it up. The research showed local species were difficult to find in marketplaces, and shoppers were more likely to find fish when looking in Maine than any other state. There was also a decline in success when shopping in markets further away from the coast. The citizen scientists found lobster, sea scallops, clams, and cod all at rates above 50% in the markets, but there were 32 delectable species that were found less than 10% of the time in the same markets. The study actually found some solutions to these issues. For the fishmongers, encourage your customers to buy different species. Fish like scup, herring, and winter flounder are all abundant in the area, but rarely present at the market. For the hungry folk, switch up your diet. Many people do Taco Tuesdays, but what about Fresh Fish Friday? Try something new. There's plenty of fish in the sea. And for restaurants and communities in general, start serving new fish and educating people on the delicious diversity of the ocean. Fish markets are a big part of the community culture in New England, and Eating with the Ecosystem recognizes this and sees it as a key part of their mission.
Do you think that you're going to revisit that study maybe in a few years to see how it...
It's funny. I was at the American Fisheries Society conference, and some of my citizen scientists were actually there because some of them are fishery scientists also. They were all like, it'd be fun to do it again. So who knows? We might at some point. It's not kind of on the table necessarily right now, but I think it would be cool to compare down the line. We collected some really fun data from that. So part of it was like collecting the availability of these species in the marketplace. But if our citizen scientists found one or more of their fish that they were searching for, then they actually chose which one they wanted to buy, and they took it home and they cooked with it also, and recorded their experience, like both cooking and eating that fish. And so I thought that that produced some really interesting information as well. It also produced kind of a group of our citizen scientists became kind of like our seafood ambassadors, going into all these fish markets and asking for local seafood species. Like, markets started carrying more of kind of these more underutilized species and stuff because they had people asking for them. So I thought that was really a great bonus of the study also, that we created like kind of these ambassadors that have gone out and like are cooking with these species and eating them and asking for them in markets and that kind of thing.
Are there other nonprofits that you know of that are doing this in different areas that you connect with?
So there's other like groups that are doing like nothing that's like exactly what we're doing, say like on the West Coast or something like that, but like there's other groups that are doing like aspects of what we do, or maybe like they have a different niche kind of, but are, you know, it's important as well. So we're part of like the Local Catch Network, and that's like a really cool group of different researchers, but mostly harvesters, like seafood businesses that catch and then sell their seafood directly to the public. And they all have subscribed to the same value system. There's nonprofit partners like us that are part of it, but it's mostly actual seafood businesses that come together and like learn from each other. They're doing some really cool work. So like, we're proud to be part of that network.
I did a quick little Google of the Local Catch Network, and it's similar to Eating with the Ecosystem, but a much larger, broader North American scale. Alrighty, folks, that's all I got for you today. I like to think of this podcast as a catch and release. I get your attention for a little while just to fill your noggin up with food solutions, then I release you back into the world to do with it what you please. I hope you do something good. Thank you, Katie, for talking with me about Eating with the Ecosystem. I will include the citizen science study in the description if any of you are interested in learning more. Thanks, Freezeries, and thank you, Night Center. Big or small, I'm proud to be a fish in this pond. See you next time. I'm your host, Anna Leonis.